Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we finish out this week, I'm not sure exactly where everyone is that tunes in, but here in northern Indiana, been a hazy wildfire smoke in the air. At least for me, just lots of itchy and watery eyes. And so right now it's still lingering. But prayerfully, the fires aren't harming individuals and can be brought under control and dealt with appropriately. So definitely be praying about the air quality, but also about the fires themselves and those that are responding to them. Been talking and praying this week about being honest. And each day we've looked at a different aspect of the honesty God desires in our life and how we live for Him in an honest relationship. And we're going to wrap up this week focused in on honest answers. And the verse that we're going to look at is a bit fascinating. In fact, you may hear it, or you may be aware of it, and think, I'm not sure I want honest answers. We'll talk about that a little bit. Proverbs 24, verse 26, says, an honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. And you may say to yourself, I may say to myself, well, I sure don't want that from everybody. But as I thought through this, I thought about the times where we think we ought to speak up and say something, but we've not earned the right to say something. We don't know the person well enough. And we blurt out an honest answer. It's not that we're dishonest. It's not that we're deceitful. And we rationalize in our own mind, well, I was truthful. And I don't know that I've really looked at this verse in this manner before this week. In that we would have a problem. Most of us would have a problem if a stranger just come up and planted a big kiss on your lips. We'd think that was inappropriate. We would question their motives, their sanity even. But those that we love, they have a different relationship with us. That means something different. They've earned the right. They've been given the right. And when we think about the honest answers that God desires from us, we ought to have that relationship with God. That, number one, He can be honest with us, and He is. But we can be honest with Him. And there ought to be people in our life, they may or may not be people you'd be willing to kiss on the lips, but that you have enough of a relationship with that honesty is not a shock. In fact, it's expected. And when you ask, sometimes we ask, we don't really want an honest answer, we want agreement. But when you ask those close to you, there ought to be an expectation that you'll get honesty in response, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not. And we live life growing in those relationships that we have through Christ. He's the basis for the honesty that we need, for the honesty that God desires, for the honesty we give. And so today, as we prepare for our worship gathering tomorrow, and we move from being honest to tomorrow, we're going to start a week focused on being peaceful. And as I've said throughout this series, I believe that as Jesus is teaching this Sermon on the Mount that we call it, it's a well thought out message with an incredible flow. It's our honesty with God and with one another that helps us to be at peace with God and at peace with one another. So I'd encourage you to join me here at Deer Run Church of Christ, 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Sunday morning, for our worship gathering. Join us here in person, be great. If you can't, join us online and worship God together with us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you. I thank you that you are a God that loves us. God, I do pray that this smoke in the air that's been lingering would be resolved, that the health implications of it would be minimized. And Father, that in all of this, you would protect those that are serving in fighting the fires, protect those that are breathing the air, help us to be cleansed physically, just as we are cleansed spiritually by you. But God, also help us to be mindful of the honesty that we use, recognizing that it's not something that, well, that's appropriate in a brutal way, in an abrupt way, that we earn the right to be honest through relationship, through an awareness and knowledge of the love that we have for people. Father, I pray that you would help us to not use honesty as an excuse for attacking someone, for tearing them down, for verbally harming them. But God, that our honest answers would be pleasant, would be appropriate, would be filled with not our opinion, but with the honesty of your word in a way that expresses love. The nature of the kiss on the lips is that expression of love. God, may our honesty not only be heard as such, but maybe that be our intent. And God, help us as we live each week, as we prepare through our daily worship of you to worship with others. Draw us together with other believers, that we may be encouraged and we may encourage them. And Father, in our relationships with one another, may the honesty that we find in your word, the honesty that we have with you, be the model for how we're honest with one another. God, help us in those difficult times when the question elicits an honest answer that's unpleasant. Give us courage and wisdom, but also give us restraint to know the right time, the right words, the right attitude. And God, today, as we answer honestly to you, may those answers fill our life with a greater desire for Jesus. And today, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.